Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Talent are livid after the cancellation of the WES show in Nottingham. Plus, we had a title change on last night's AEW Dynamite. For Thursday, July the 7th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Now, we've talked extensively about Wrestling Entertainment Series, or WES, the wrestling promotion founded by former WWE stars Akam and Razor, the authors of Pain. They announced a rather sizable show featuring a lot of ex-WWE talent taking place at Nottingham's Motor Point Arena during the Jubilee weekend. However, due to poor ticket sales and a general lack of awareness of the show from local markets, they ended up moving the show and it was rescheduled for this coming weekend, Saturday, July the 9th. Note some of the emphasis on the past tense there. As after several weeks of uncertainty, not just from fans in attendance or fans who are coming to the show, but also from talent booked for the show, WES put out the following statement. Dear fans and followers, unfortunately, we will have to cancel the event scheduled for this Saturday at the Motor Point Arena in Nottingham, England. We are deeply disappointed in the news that we have to share, but with so many talent not showing up, we will have no choice than to cancel the event. Our team worked so hard on this event day in and day out for the fans to come in with a different type of wrestling event and believe that we still be able to show that in the near future. We do want to say that all our talent that was scheduled have been paid in full and that Lena Fenene was paid her deposit as well while she changed her mind and did not want to show up and wrestle anymore. For now, we will have to apologize for this, but we promise that it will not end here. See you soon. So it is a statement that very much puts the blame on the show not happening this weekend on talent, saying that talent weren't willing to be a part of the show. This also comes just a day after the revelation from Daily Star's Adam Callier that the show itself had only sold 350 of the 10,000 seats in Nottingham's Motor Point Arena. Many have spoken out about this statement, with WES putting the blame on talent not wanting to compete. Most of the talent that I spoke to for this event had been paid and were ready to come to the event, but many, like Matt Rewalt, who tweeted about this, had been ghosted on what was happening for the show. It were many that I spoke to earlier in the week who, with the event coming up on the weekend, still hadn't received any logistical information such as hotel and transport details. Meanwhile, talent being utilised from the UK, many hadn't even been paid at all. Now, Lena Fenene is mentioned in this statement saying that she was paid her deposit and then decided not to come to the show, almost indicating that she was part of the reason why the show didn't happen. Well, Lena Fanene had announced weeks ago that she was no longer going to be able to compete on the show. But WES had been slow to announce that Lena was no longer on the card. She was still featured very prominently in all the posters and all the social media for the event, despite the fact that she had said very clearly she wasn't part of the show. And there was a few other talent that had similar reservations, and that's led to where we are now. Quite a few people have spoken out about this. And about WES in general. Matt Rewalt, who was one of the first whistleblowers of what was going on when he put out a series of tweets saying that he'd been booked for the event, he'd cancelled other obligations to do it, and then had been ghosted by the company. He retweeted the announcement saying, "Talent not showing up, what a laugh." Adam Scher, former Braun Strowman, who was scheduled to headline the initial date in a match against Alistair Overeem, he tweeted Sean Ross Sapp and said, "Straight garbage to try and blame talent not showing up. I'm not a stooge, but the truth will come out. You all are good at finding it." Now, Josh Alexander is the reigning Impact Wrestling champion, and he has not been booked for the show, but he directed a tweet to WES regardless, saying, "Be better. If you love wrestling, just leave it to the pros, or actually do what you say you're going to do. Wrestlers no-showing ain't ever going to be a thing. Maybe one or two, but not enough to warrant cancelling a show. We love this." Chelsea Green, who was booked for the first show and in a similar situation, was the one that was retweeting to announce that the show had been cancelled before the company had announced it. She tweeted, "Instead of blaming the talent who took weeks off to come work for your new company under the impression you could be trusted, try refunding the fans and apologising for your lack of organisation." Since then, WES have indeed tweeted to say that refunds will be processed. Now, Dean Mutardi, the former Mojo Rawley, was somebody really pushing this event online for the longest of times, and he put out a statement following the announcement, and he said, "Unfortunate to see the cancellation of WES. I was very excited to step back into the ring and hyped to battle with Damo. I really feel for all the fans who had interest in the talent on this show. To anyone that bought a ticket, I'll be doing a free meet and greet this Sunday so we can all have a great time regardless and stay hyped. For those that didn't buy a ticket to WES and come to the meet and greet, 100% of that ticket money will go to pay for the UK local talent that was supposed to be on the show. As I have learned, they have not yet been paid. More info to come on that. Until then, I guess a week-long vacation in England with my beautiful fiancé isn't the worst thing ever." Fightful Select reports that majority of the talent that they have spoke to and who are associated with WES made it clear that they never work for the company again. Many of the planned roster had even worked the event as a favour to Akam and Razor. So should they indeed come through on what they say to come back and do another show, it'll be interesting to see who steps up to actually work with them. Now, we'll have more details on this story as it develops throughout the day at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We had a new champion crowned on Dynamite last night. Wardlow is the brand new TNT champion, defeating Scorpio Sky after sending the entirety of American top team packing and playing a beautiful powerbomb symphony. Wardlow ends Scorpio Sky's 70 days as TNT champion and hopefully adds a little bit of order to the TNT title division. One can only hope. Also, last night, speaking of titles, a lot of title matches set for Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor on Dynamite. We'll get Samoa Joe defending the AEW TV title against Jay Lethal on that night. We'll see Wheeler Yuta defending the ROH Pure title against Daniel Garcia. And we'll see FTR facing the Briscoes with the ROH Tag Team Championships on the line there as well. Those matches going down as part of ROH's big return night, Death Before Dishonor, on July the 23rd. The Briscoes looking like they've got a busy July, as well as facing FTR at Death Before Dishonor. They are scheduled to also face, a week later, the Von Erichs, Marshall and Ross Von Erich of MLW, the latest contest to be added to the Ric Flair's Last Match event. They join a card that features Killer Cross versus Davey Boy Smith Jr., Clark Connors versus Ren Narita, Rey Fénix versus Laredo Kid versus Taurus versus Bandido, the Wolves versus the Motor City Machine Guns, the Impact World Champion Josh Alexander versus Jacob Fatu, Jordan Grace versus Deanna Purrazzo and Rachel Ellering for the Impact Knockouts Championship, and, of course, Ric Flair's Last Match. I was going to do a little bit about politics here for you, because if you're in the UK, you may know there's a lot of upheaval in the UK government. Yesterday, over 50 MPs withdrew support from Prime Minister Boris Johnson and have resigned from their government positions. As part of a reshuffle, I was going to tell you how the new Education Secretary is MP for Chippingham, Michelle Donnellan. And I was going to tell you how this is interesting, because Michelle Donnellan was previously the International Marketing Communications Manager for WWE. Was going to make some fun jokes about how maybe WWE-based things might be brought into schools up and down the United Kingdom. But since I wrote that this morning, and since I'm recording this now, not only has Michelle Donnellan resigned from her post, but Boris Johnson is also set to resign as Prime Minister. So this might be the first and last time that we refer to UK politics on the Cultaholic News podcast, unless Drew McIntyre becomes PM just before Clash at the Castle. The Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review is back tonight. It is Sam Driver and myself watching every episode of Nitro from the very beginning to its very bitter end. This week we're going to watch Sting challenge for the WCW Championship held by Ric Flair. I know, it's only the 487th time that's happened. That and a bunch of other stuff on this week's Nitro that Sam and I will go through on the podcast feed. You can watch it on the Patreon as well at patreon.com/cultaholic. If you want more Sam Driver, he's back tonight on Twitch from 6 p.m. British summertime playing Klonoa, one of the coolest platformers ever. You can watch him doing just that at twitch.tv/cultaholic. Roman Reigns' future in WWE has question marks over it once again. As we go into Extreme Rules in October, will Roman Reigns be a part of the programming? Find out right now at cultaholic.com. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.